All right, guys, today we are talking about another TV show that came out earlier last year. I was a little bit late to the game, but it's from Apple TV, a show called Severance. And if you have not seen it, I will try not to give away any big spoilers, but I want to just give you a reason why you should maybe consider watching it, why I think it's really well done. And just some of the excellent questions that they ask. I think the writing is done really, really well. It's a thriller. It keeps you on the edge of your seat. It's the music behind it. It's so well put together. I mean, it's just, it's if you haven't seen it, just think of like keyboard ding dong ding, stuff like that where they throw in with just. The show and essentially the show has to do with a guy who gives himself up to a company. They implant something in his brain to basically separate his life. So his when he's at work, he has no idea what his personal life is like, and when he's at home, his personal life, he has no idea what he does at work other than he works at this company and does this job. And so the show really tackles really great questions and things like can you separate your life? Where in life do we pretend or put on a face? How many of us are different on even for example, like if you think about on a Sunday, if you're meeting with the church. How many people are just faking it? How many people are actually genuine? And then even just knowing the truth, like do we want to know it? Are we wanting to just be naive or do we just not know? Do we suppress the truth? And where in life do we play ignorant? So questions like that. And so if you want to be intellectually challenged, really make you kind of think about some things in life, even just things that are going on now in the world, just with culture, society, big corporations, technology, where that's going. I think this is a really good show to show where certain things lead. And what kind of ha what happens when you give up yourself to somebody else who has control over you and some verses that I thought about when the show after watching the show made me think about Jesus in John. He says said to the Jews who had believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." And it makes you just think about how many people don't know the truth, and how many people are just enslaved because they don't have the truth. And a lot of times people don't want to know the truth. Romans 1 talks about people suppressing the truth. And that's what people do, when it comes to abortion, when it comes to transgenderism, when it comes to a lot of these main issues that we're facing in society. It's I don't want to know. I don't want to know. I don't even want to think about it. I don't want to know what happens behind, in these abortion mills where they're murdering babies. I don't want to know and then or even just. I'm gonna be a girl when even though I'm a man. It's and then we just want to pretend. We want to play pretend, and it's just messed up. And so, Hosea, talks about, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because you have rejected knowledge. So, now obviously there are some things in life that are worth knowing, and then there are some that are not. I mean, we're not called to be omniscient. We're not called to be all-knowing of everything that's happening throughout the world. We could not bear the weight of that. And yet there are things in life that we should know about, that we should have knowledge about, and ultimately, like we want to know the truth, and the truth is, the capital T truth is actually Jesus. Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." But then, when you get to the truth, as far as in the world, and when we're telling the truth is it can be very ugly, it can be very brutal. But really, and to some people, it sounds like hate. Well, that's hateful if you just say what is truthful, but it only sounds like hate if you hate the truth. And I think that was a quote by Doug Wilson. Anyway, the show just asks a lot of these good questions, and truth, what is man? Just with lies, what do we do with lies? What do we do with, separating yourself? Can we separate human beings into different sections? Can we, yeah, it's definitely a thriller. There give you a heads up, there is a cringy scene near the end of the show, to watch out for. I definitely think it's there for a reason, but man, I definitely think they're telling the truth in the show, because I definitely think they are trying to tell the truth, through the show, in a way that values truth and hates lies, and that upholds truth and goodness and beauty. So I definitely think that's valuable and worth mentioning. So the other thing, and after I watched the show, I was like, man, I want to find other things that are similar to this. So I went to The Abolition of Man by C.S. Lewis. If you ever want it's a very short read. But he talks about what happens when man is abolished, and when man gives up morality, he basically says, like, we don't even have men. Like, we've just abolished man. And so that's definitely worth checking out. And then after that, I jumped right into 1984 by George Orwell. I have not finished it, and I may even do a podcast about it, but it's really eye-opening, and I won't say too much about it, but it's definitely has some similar themes of what's going on, and really powerful. So anyway. Yeah, so those are my thoughts on Severance. We could probably talk a lot about more well, just different themes and characters in the show. But yeah, feel free to send me any questions, comments, any disagreements. You can email me at ben@bennash.co, and I'd love to hear from you. Otherwise, until next time, thanks for listening.